just before the news, do you have wall-to-wall carpets, coasters, big TV, fridge, a hot tub? You could be letting yourself down when it comes to your social class. This is according to the etiquette expert, William Hansen. The bigger the television, the more down-market the establishment. Big is not beautiful, says Mr. Hansen, who clearly has size issues. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you mean here?
What do I mean?
Yes.
In terms of television, television as a medium itself is, of course, quite down market in comparison to radio, or even better still, reading literature or the written word. And so having something that is so colossal that takes up half of your sitting room, or as they will inevitably call it in such houses, living rooms, is down market.
What do we all call the rooms living rooms?
Well, not all of us, no. I mean, you live in every room, don't you, really? Every room you live in. You have a sitting room, a drawing room, a morning room, if you have three of them, conservatory, kitchen, bathroom. You call it by the purpose of the room.
What do you have in your castle?
In terms of television?
Yes.
Mine is 32 inches, which I appreciate,
That's piddly, widdly, tiddly.
I know, and it's very hard to get smaller than that now, but 32 inches is fine. I don't need to see television presenters sort of 64 inches plus in my sitting room. They're perfectly fine in 32 inches, thank you.
Bigger the better, William.
No, not with television. It's very down market.
What's wrong with a hot tub? I noticed you mentioned, I have a hot tub on order.
Yes.
Getting one.
No, I mean, really, there is no worse social accusation that you can level against someone that they own or indeed aspire to own a hot tub.
That's me.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's very common. Why anyone in sound mind would want to spend an evening soaking with a group of friends whilst microscopic chunks of epidermis float past and in this sort of domestic cauldron is beyond me.
I have visions of you and I and our trunks.
In our budgie smugglers.
Our trunks in a hot tub.
Well, I'm afraid it's a vision it will remain.
I thought hot tubs would be kind of quite groovy, quite cool to have in a house.
Think about it. Bacteria sort of grows.
That could be ridiculous. There are chemicals for these hot tubs now, and they're self-cleaning. You're talking about 20 years ago. These modern hot tubs now are cleaner than the bath you'll get into, for goodness sake.
No, they're still ghastly, and you won't find them in any house of solid social standing.
Mirrored furniture you have a problem with.
Yes, mirrored furniture, often, redolent of the lower echelons of the Premier League. You don't need a mirrored sideboard or a mirrored bedside table. A mirror is a mirror. It's impractical from a cleaning and maintenance point of view, and just a little bit down market. Wood, oak or mahogany furniture, much better.
A cinema room. I have a cinema room.
No, I mean, again, it's back to this, even worse than a big TV is an entire room dedicated to it. There is no need.
I think you might be calling me a chav.
I'm not calling you a chav. No, I'm calling you middle class, which is worse.
Why?
Well, because the middle class is just, don't help themselves, do they?
Could you be any more of a snob?
Well, I don't think I'm being a snob. I'm just making a commentary on the difference between a middle class house and those from an upper class house.
So people with upper class houses don't have hot tubs and cinema rooms and grand pianos and mirrored furniture?
No. They would generally be nouveau riche.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen.